Well, great morning, Royal Court. It is our installment of Fail Safe Friday, and again, I have Mick Slattery in my office.
Hello, Royal Court.
Well, today we are going to talk about a... what are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about allergens, and you've been getting a lot of emails and stuff about a book that's coming out.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. We talk about so many things in the morning. We're like, oh, yeah, we need to talk about that in Fail Safe Friday. Yes, there's a book that's going to be coming out. It hasn't been released yet. And it talks about foods that are kind of allergenistic in your body that create like an immune response in your body. And, you know, for the Royal Court, this is going to be nothing new. We talk about this kind of stuff all the time. We talk about, you know, the foods that she talks about in this book is like corn. You know, we don't do that. Peanuts. And we've talked about in the past that, you know, peanuts are legumes. And for people that are, for me, I am an O type blood type, and that's really not a good thing for my blood type. But, you know, what we're finding even is that peanut butter, everybody knows that people can have a strong reaction to peanuts.
Right.
So it's one of those things that, you know, can you tolerate it? Probably. But can it create a problem? It absolutely can. So, she talks about taking out corn, peanuts. We talk about soy. We don't touch soy with a 10-foot pole in the Royal Court. And, you know, sugar, we talk about that and the artificial sweeteners. So, again, nothing new here. Glutens, dairy, and eggs. And, you know, we've talked about forever about dairy. You know, after you're 5 years old, you actually don't have the enzyme that actually breaks down dairy anymore. So whether you have something outwardly that shows that you have a allergic response to it or not, it doesn't matter because it creates phlegm and inflammation and all of these kinds of things. Everybody has some kind of reaction to dairy, whether you know it or not,
right.
You know, and eggs is the big one. And, you know, the more I keep researching about eggs, which, you know, everybody is always, it's the perfect protein. It really is the perfect protein, but some people truly do have, immune responses to eggs, and they don't know it, and it comes in the way of bloatiness, not being able to take off that weight for whatever reason, which is what we were talking about. It's like, gosh, this is why Protocol is such a fantastic program, because there is none of these things in that program. But I think the difference is when people are going into maintenance, what is the first thing that they do?
Oh, they go out and stock up on cheese and heavy cream.
That's right. And of course, we love that. And that's kind of like the reward for getting to maintenance. And it's so cool and the whole thing. But also, this is when we hear people say, you know, I'm holding my weight because, you know, you've told me what to do. But I do feel bloatiness. I do feel like I just don't feel like my skin is, you know, I just don't feel like I did on protocol.
Right.
When you're on protocol, obviously you're on HCG. But when you get into maintenance and you're adding back in these things, that is your body's immune response to these, what I call, is this even a word, allergenistic foods.
Okay, we'll
go with that. What were you going to say, Mick? I'm sorry I interrupted.
And that's why you know, always from the beginning, it was add things in, back in one at a time.
Right.
See how you're doing. And, you know, it'll show up on a scale, but also be sensitive to your body. You know, do I feel bloated? Am I a little mucusy this morning? Ew.
Ew, I know. Because those are, that's just inflammation. And where is that coming from? Because what is the first thing that everybody says when they get on protocol? Wow, my joints don't hurt. Wow, I feel great. And they always think that it is HCG. Well, yes, HCG helps, you know, it helps all of those things, but it's also the foods. Because we follow the Simeon's protocol, and Dr. Simeon's was very intelligent when it came to this.
Right.
And he took out any foods that could possibly potentially be a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is why it's so important to really get in touch with what your food sensitivities are. I just want to say, you know, I've really loved reading the the lead up to her books and the questions that people are asking, because it's so funny. We take care of all of this, but it's nice to see it just like in the mainstream.
Right.
Also that, you know, these are the foods that really are causing the problems. I mean, she even talks about dropping seven foods and 7 pounds in seven
days.
Why can't I say this right? Dropping seven pounds by dropping seven foods in seven days. That's it. But those are the seven foods. It's the corn, the peanuts, the soy, The glutens, dairy, eggs, and of course sugar, and that includes artificial sweeteners. And we talk about that all the time too. You know, artificial sweeteners have no place in the royal court. They should not be in your pantry whatsoever. Now, when we're talking about stevia, we know it's more natural, but we all know that even with stevia, you have to be very, 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 very careful. Right. Because again, when you eat things that are sweet, it makes you crave things that are sweet. And that even can be with stevia. Some people don't have any issues with it, spiking them at all. But again, when anytime something comes out like a stevia product that, you know, when it first hit the marketplace, it was a wonderful thing. Yeah. But then when you get everybody's variations of stevia and you look at all the processes that are in it, not a good thing. Right. Not a good thing. So if you're dealing with pure stevia, and you need to read the box, and that doesn't mean maltodextrin and all the different things that they put with it. That just means it's even more processed. So the more processing that goes on, we know the more toxins are being introduced into your body. And toxins have no place in your body. They really don't. We don't want to overtax and undo what we did in protocol. So that when you go into maintenance, that's where we're actually resetting the hypothalamus and the whole deal. So we want to make sure that the body is reading the gauges correctly. We want them to be reading real food and not being bombarded by these inflammatory foods that are being introduced.
Right.
So,
and getting to taste real food, not artificially sweet food. And
right.
Because she also talks about how sweeteners, you know, your body can regulate sugar based on the sweetness
right.
of the food.
Well, I was telling everybody about this Monday at the meeting. It's called sugar dysregulation, right? Is it calorie? What did she call that? I think it was called...
something dysregulation.
I think it's
sweet
called...
Sweet dysregulation?
Now, that is just going to be crazy that we cannot... It's calorie dysregulation.
Okay.
Duh. And then she was talking about how, you know, and we always are referring to the rat studies because we talked about how sugar is more addictive than cocaine. But she talks about a study where they took rats and gave them sugar water and then let them eat anything that they wanted. And the rats would eat to what it would maintain their weight. So then they took them off of sugar water and they put them on artificially sweetened, you know,
water.
And they got as much of that as they wanted and they could eat as much as they wanted. Then they
ate to maintain their weight.
Then they put them back on sugar water, and this is where the problem happened. What happened was they could no longer correlate the calorie intake
with the sweetness.
And so therefore they overate. And that's where we are in the society, because we honestly think that we can drink diet soda and it not cause a problem, but we're going to eat to maintain. But when you come off of that and you're eating other sweet things,
right.
your body cannot determine the calories that it needs. It just...
Well, number one, we're not rats, so we're getting sweet stuff in the diet anyway.
That's right. Right, not just
so
in the... Right.
The diet sodas are basically avoid creating... We took in a sweet thing, and there's no calories here to compensate for that sweet, so
no
let's
sugar
go get
there.
Something else.
Right, well, that's right. So anyway, it's very, very interesting. So I just thought, you know, when you're thinking about, you know, when you're getting ready to go into maintenance and you're looking at that yellow sheet full of all the things that you can eat, you absolutely can do it. But you definitely want to be careful so you don't create that immune response in your body from those allergenic foods.
Right.
Because again, you've been off of them, you've been feeling great, and I'll tell you, so many times people will say, I can't wait to get on protocol because I feel so good when I'm on protocol. You know what? You can feel good all the time. You know, you really can. It's mm-hmm. just that your body has sensitivities. And here's the deal with eggs. Let me go back to the egg thing. It's not that you can never have an egg. You just need to be really careful when you're adding them back in to see if you have a sensitivity. Now, we always talk about, we want the best eggs that you can get. They really do need to be organic, unless you're getting them out of your backyard, or you know,
right
from
someone else's backyard.
That's exactly right. But it is all the nasty that's in the eggs now, just based on what they feed the chickens, how they house the chickens, how the fact that the chickens don't get to go outside and roam around and eat the bugs and all of that kind of stuff. So you definitely, if you are going to choose to eat eggs, you definitely want the best source that's out there. And that would be organic. Okay? So, you know, I think that's all I wanted to share today. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I'm just very impressed that, you know, this thing is coming out, her book's coming out, and you're kind of already there.
Yeah.
You know, it takes 21 days minimum to clean your body out of all this
stuff.
And that's
the least amount of time that you can be on protocol. So we're following that, you know, and I think that...
What a great jump start.
It is a great jump start. I think it's great because you can see this incredible weight loss that you have doing the HCG, and then if you can kind of, you know, understand how maintenance works and utilize the fact that you're not going to add back in those allergenistic foods, or even if you do, that it's very, 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 very slow, so you'll know what you are sensitive to. Here's the thing. I think a lot of times people think, well, gosh, if I find out I'm sensitive to eggs, I'll never get to eat them. That really isn't the deal. You know, finding out what your sensitivities are so you can be in control if you're going to be bloated one day or the other. So anyway, well, y'all hear my phone? I need to get it. Have a great day. Stay on the reservation. We will see you Monday at the meeting, and get your sleep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.